At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Once again, your song of the day from 1988, End of the Line by the Traveling Wilburys, 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
I'm going to play the whole thing.
Heyman, I tell you one thing. Heyman, did you hear that?
He played the entire.
Heyman, no, it wasn't.
He came back a third time.
I've done a couple songs, and I've got nowhere close to that play. Nowhere close.
You like did three encores on that one.
He did.
It's not true.
Nice job.
It's okay.
It's all right.
We know your thoughts on Handle with Care by the Traveling Wilburys. You don't like that one. I assume you like this one maybe a little better than that.
A lot
song.
Of Petty in that.
There was a lot of Tom Petty.
A lot of Petty,
Bob
which
Dylan,
I like.
Jeff Lynne, George Harrison, Roy Orbison. There's your Traveling Wilburys.
He likes
them. Yes. Roy Orbison got himself into the Wilburys, and that is incredible.
Oh, come on.
His voice doesn't quite fit there, but I like
it. No, but just the fact, who should we get together? I don't know. Where's Orbison? Where's Roy at? We find Roy. I think he's free because he's not doing a lot right now. It's like, name the people again.
Yeah, name them again.
Okay, it's Bob Dylan, okay. Tom Petty, Jeff Lynne, George Harrison, and Roy Orbison.
Interesting.
Interesting. Like that. Hey, we need a fifth. I don't know. I'll call Orbison. I saw him last night. He was down at the Legion Club.
All right. Snappy. I don't mind that song. Corey. Has Corey been with us?
He has. Let me see if he rated this one.
Well, I want Corey because he always knows if it's a repeat. I swear to God, that's a repeat.
Well, I have played Trap Handle with Care for sure. You hate that song.
This you loathe that one. Oh, I do. I can't stand it. This is better. Snappy, a lot of Petty, so it gets a 7-1
okay.
2-3-5 7-1-2-3-5 Yeah, I don't mind that.
Yeah, I like the
snappy.
My mind was like, it's an energetic background noise. That's why it's good. It's like if you're at a cocktail party or something, that's kind of playing in the background a little bit like that. You're kind of going, you like it. It's got a little bit of, you know, something to it. I like when Petty jumps in there. It's solid. It's a 6-2-2-4.
We'll take that.
6-2-2-4. Okay. Not horrible. Going crazy. Probably leave it on, not turning it up.
No.
Okay.
Walk up.
What's that? Walk up. If you're expecting kind of a yawner of a night, yeah. That's not walk up.
Corey.
That's not Travis.
We got to guess Ben's score.
Yeah, Ben.
Young Ben.
Had to make it. Ben likes feel-good stuff, and that's a feel-good. I'm going to say 7-2.
I was going to go 6-5 for Young Ben.
In between there.
5.7. We're both 2 high on Young Ben.
Ben seems bored today. Is there anything we can do to liven up your day?
Start yelling, like Ben.
Sipple's back from a near-death experience, and Ben doesn't care.
Yeah, no kidding.
Although Ben did just reel off a bunch of GM stuff to us about the NFL.
Quarterbacks,
and he went through it in great detail. So if there's anyone out there that needs a GM, if any of the NFL teams are listening, get a hold of Ben.
Young Ben. He's available.
Been studying.
He understands
Ben's
the cap structure.
Yes.
And
he wants me to talk about Tua. I haven't done it yet.
Tua got paid.
He got paid.
Yes.
Tua got paid not as much as Jordan Love.
Didn't really like. He went to practice yesterday, took the microphone and said, show me the money.
Yeah,
I said, that's a bad look, sir.
That's a good look.
A bad look, sir. Just go play ball, man. Come on.
He did that.
He said that?
Yes. He took the microphone at the practice and he did the Jerry Maguire, show me the money. I'm like, dude, come on, man.
Yeah. He's all the fans that were
there. That's a great sign for this upcoming year. It's all about the money, not about the team. Come on, Tua. I hated that video. Hated it.
Yeah, repulsive. A lot of people were commenting.
I don't think that would get a lot of like, oh, it was awesome. Yeah, that would.
The fans seemed confused, as did the players that were on the field with him.
Yeah.
Oh, that was he is awkward. He is an awkward dude.
Two is awkward.
He is 100% awkward.
Yeah, he is. But so, as someone who's awkward, I can identify awkward.
He's awkward. One of us.
Yeah.
No, you would never do that in a million years.
No, I would not do that.
No, awkward, yes. I'm awkward, too. I'm very awkward.
I don't know if you're awkward.
Yeah. A handful.
Definitely a handful.
some quick ratings before Bill's thrills.
You get incredulous, really.
That's what Gigi says all the time. You're a handful.
Bill and Bennett, a 6.25. Rod, a 9. Who in a club?
Bert!
9!
Oh, God, he gave it a 9
from Bird.
Okay. That's it.
Whoa. I've never seen a 9 from Bird.
This is somebody
before.
Who has Bird's phone. Who stole Bird's phone?
Is he related to Jeff Lynn?
I don't even know who Jeff Lynn is.
Orbison's Yellow. Yellow.
Oh, the Electric Light Orchestra.
Right. That's right. Very good.
And Orbison somehow made the cut. And they got me just going, this is incredible. We're even here. I think they're just walking by the studio. Just all of a sudden they're in there by themselves doing
Orbison
something else.
Over there.
Oh, there's Orbison. No, you're not. Who's he with? ELO.
No, you're not giving Orbison enough credit. Come on. Orbison's a legend.
I'm a fan of Orbison, but just it doesn't really think that's a must grab where Petty's like, you got to get Orbison or I'm not doing it.
I think you're
out. I don't see it.
If it's not Orbison, I'm out. Giltner at 8.9. Kyle and Hooper, 7.1. Getting better this week, Jake.
Where's Corey?
I don't see Corey yet. Jennifer, 5.9. Low for her. Hubby, 6.6.
Ooh, low in the house.
Someone says, Jake, you hit it out of the park this morning, 9.6.
No, you didn't hit it out of
Grant,
the park.
That's not true.
Fly ball to center. I mean, it was fine.
9 from Isaac. Kiffin in Columbus, 8.4. Chet in Nebraska City says that is a 2.1.
Thanks, Chet.
Sanderson says 4.8. Brad and Baldwin, 7.
Brad and Sandy.
I still don't see Corey today. I don't see Corey on
Where's
there.
Corey? Where are you, Corey?
Are you doing anything from YouTube?
Oh, YouTube. There you go. Good call, Bill. Okay. Steven, 8.2. Kobe, 1.0. Bolt, 8.44. Troy says a 7. And that's it from YouTube on Song of the Day. And Conservative says, I'm not turning that song off. 8.4.
Okay, I'm good. Well, you didn't have to because Jake played the whole thing.
I did play the whole thing. Pretty much the whole thing. That's fine.
Heyman, are you aware of that? Jake's playing his song.
Heyman is with us. He's listening this morning.
He cuts you off like at 40 seconds.
That's not true. Not true.
Was Heyman with us last week?
He was not. We were in Indianapolis. He's had 2 weeks off. He's back this Thursday. I got the song already, so... It is time for a Tuesday edition of Bill Thrills Bugaboo Tuesday. Let's fire it up.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
this is going to be a bonanza.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation for your financial needs, Bill. It's a Bugaboo Tuesday. What is going on today?
Well, so simple. I've listened to all of the media days. I listened to a lot of media day
That's
information.
Listen to coaches?
A lot of media, a lot of coaches, a lot of information like that. Here's what's bothering me. Harbaugh.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points.
so you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jim Harbaugh, no Harbaugh bothers me. It's been a, this it crushes me. Nothing bothers me. He was incredible to listen to. I mean, he had more interesting takes. His team played like you'd like to watch a team play.
Oh, thanks for saying that.
You watch a team play. So, Thank you. Hey, let's go fast. Let's do this. How about if we line up with the running backs and two or three tight ends?
And how about something near and dear to your heart? Yeah. Special teams.
Special teams.
How good were they?
Really good. Really good.
Always.
Everything about them. But just, you just miss him. There's no one. There's no must see. There was no, when Saban's a must see because of his knowledge.
Is there anybody?
And there's, I mean, right
is
now.
Is there anybody?
They talked about, you know, who's going to take his place. Whether we, will it be Kirby? Will it be whoever it is? Who's going to take
his
place?
Is there anybody
in the
must
10?
See?
I don't know who it is.
You know who else we're missing? Leach.
Mike Leach.
Yeah, we talked about Leach yesterday. Yeah.
No Harbaugh.
And so with no Harbaugh,
no it charisma.
It just bothers me because he was the number of things that we brought up on this show, and you were just like, that was he missed half the games last year and won a national championship. He was suspended.
For six somehow, games. And he acted like nothing was happening.
Didn't even faze him. Not one bit.
Didn't
nothing fazed him. Didn't. Now he's off. And then it's not the same. So, well, you know, it's fine. He's in the NFL
now. Who else, Bill? Who else can do this?
Right now, it's nobody.
Is it nobody?
He talked about that you know, his idea of, his idea of nutrition was a steak and whole milk. You know, like that. He's upset that people don't mow their own yard.
That's
he mows
right.
his own yard.
Yep, he did say that.
Yeah,
and
what did he do for illness? Eat an apple. Do push-ups. Hey, wait a second. Is there nobody?
No, there's nobody. There's nobody that was as interesting.
What about in the ACC?
If he was taken, no. I mean, you have Dabo there. You have people there. They're not Harbaugh. There's only
Dave
he was
Dorn.
He was the last must see.
Dave
TV.
Dorn. Yeah. Well, he's really exciting.
I just miss
Lance.
Him.
Lance.
Pick it up. I just miss him. I just miss Harbaugh.
Well, you miss it, and you raise a great point. Who are the characters out there now?
Ryan Day is just a dude. No. He's not a character at all.
He's a great coach. He's a great coach, but he's not funny at the podium. I mean, who is it? Kirby's really not.
Lane Kiffin could be
there
funny.
It is.
Lane could be funny.
Lane would be one. But Lane is also known for being Twitter funny, not so much podium funny.
And he's dry.
He's very dry.
You know, even some people don't even know when he's joking around because he's so dry.
I mean, we do have Mike Gundy who said he is.
Gundy helps.
Gundy, I would
Trump
say this.
About a thousand.
It's
Gundy,
not Harbaugh, but
he's not Harbaugh, but he's a must. Leach. But he's a must see. Gundy's a must see.
A thousand times.
Yes. Jake, Gundy helps. Yes. Gundy'd be great with the three-legged stool.
We'd have fun having him on the show. It'd be incredible. Just seeing that hair sitting right next to us.
Every day.
That'd be a four-legged stool. Oh, God.
If there was one coach that we would add, there's only one, it'd be Gundy. Yeah. That's it.
And then Huey Lewis, of course, with the news for singer.
Maybe.
Huey and Mike Gundy. Yeah. Come on. It's our guys.
No, I'm taking Gundy way ahead of Huey Lewis.
Yes. Yes.
I thought we liked Huey.
Way ahead of
Huey. So anyway. We like Huey on the show.
There's a lot of guys I like, but Gundy would fit.
I just kept, as I'm going through and listening to that, so I'd be doing things, and I'd just constantly be listening to the Channel 84, and it was they did all the interviews. You could hear basically everyone, and then they talked to them. They got each person almost separately for like 10 or 15 minutes, so I'd listen to all of them, and I'm just like, there's no Harbaugh. There's nothing here that even compares. I miss him. In the NFL, it's not the same. Like, well, just listen to him in the NFL. No, it's not the same.
I mean, it's hard to find Harbaugh. That's the moral of this story. He's so unique. He's unique. He's the essence of unique. And so is Leach.
Wore khakis every day.
Yeah, we're missing that now. We're missing the essence of unique with those two guys.
Saban was unique.
Mm-hmm. Switzer was very unique. He was entertaining in his own. But they were very authentic. That's why we love them. There's not a lot of that out there. What about Holgorsen?
Well, he's not even coaching anymore. Right.
When he was, they're saying he's going to TCU to help them.
Not a head coach though.
No,
not going to talk.
No,
the podium.
I think he'd be an analyst.
So that bothers me. Anything from the text line, Jake?
Text line 464-5685. Someone says Urban Meyer. He's not really not really flavorful.
Absolutely not. No. Urban's great. He's great, but no.
And some people fight really hard to not be entertaining. It did not be just keep it very neutral.
Isn't there anybody in like a Mountain West or the Sun Belt? There's probably is somebody, we just don't know him.
Probably the most interesting person to listen to in the SEC now is Drinkwitz. He probably has some of the most interesting takes and different things. He's pretty entertaining.
Yeah. Okay.
Wink and Casey reminds us of the recent post from like last year. Harbaugh said that chicken is a nervous bird.
Doesn't eat it because it's a nervous bird. Things like that are just incredible. Uh-huh. He has so many.
He's not wrong.
If you go back today and just Google him, you'll hear about 20 of them. You just go, wow, that's really good.
Chickens are a nervous bird. Just watch them.
Just watch them.
What about possibly Kurt Cignetti, Mr. Google Me in Indiana?
I enjoy him.
Doesn't have the clout.
Now, but when he said that one line, though, I win. Google me. That was incredible.
It's pretty good. But now he's different than Harbaugh, because Harbaugh would never say anything like that.
No.
He wouldn't. Harbaugh's not that guy.
PJ Flex got a little.
No.
He's got something.
Yeah.
More than a lot, but he's not the level we're talking about here.
No. No, he's seven notches down. No.
Dion?
No.
No. No.
Good God.
Just reading what the text line is saying.
Harbaugh's not repulsive.
Harbaugh did say that it was like being born again when he went to the NFL.
It's fine. It's fine. Okay. Sometimes I say things that are a little questionable.
So anyway, it bothers me.
Yeah, it should bother you.
We miss the Leach and the funny coaches.
Well, funny. It's not so much just funny.
Not
either.
Funny.
Mike Leach was funny though.
Yeah, Leach was funny.
But it's more than that. They had something. They had a lot of substance.
A lot of substance.
Harbaugh was funny.
Wasn't just he was a comedian.
I understand that charisma and his humor.
He was just interesting.
He was smart.
He was interesting.
Yeah. Not just a clown, Jake. I don't want to portray these guys as clowns. They're not.
I didn't say they were clowns.
You know who's good?
Them.
You know who's a character? It's Bo. Bo was a character.
I bet he was really good. Yes.
He was a character. Bo was a character. We had one. We had one here for a while. He was kind of funny. You know, he's fun to deal with in his own crazy way. You know, I mean, you never knew he was going to pop off.
And never did Leach or Harbaugh draw attention to themselves. They were never trying to draw I'm going to do this.
Nope.
We've done this. Like that. Everything.
No, they're not.
There's always the team.
And very authentic.
Yes.
That you knew they were real. That's why you like them.
Yep.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Hour 2 next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Markets.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.